Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. There Jesus spoke to the crowds. The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Coming from Nigeria in Africa, where titles and status are held in high esteem, and one ought to ensure that people are properly addressed by their titles and their status duly recognized and acknowledged, lest they get upset. It is quite easy for me to grasp the picture of the scribes and Pharisees which Jesus paints in today's gospel. But is Jesus really not in favor of acknowledging and honoring those who deserve to be honored? Or is he making a case against celebrating who we are and receiving honor? I do not think so. Rather, I think what Jesus is calling our attention to is a tendency to overly celebrate who we are in such a way that we become the focal point of attention or the only thing that matters in the world. This could be translated as pride. I believe also that it is in overly celebrating oneself that we can get hypocritical, because then we know and teach all about what others should be doing, but will not do them ourselves, because we have set ourselves above the laws of both God and humans, and have set up ourselves as yardstick by which others must measure their own existence. We are the rabbis. This hypocritical attitude is another point which Jesus addresses in this gospel. Jesus invites us today to look again at how we celebrate our achievements and status. Do they determine how we relate to other people? Have we constituted ourselves into measuring sticks for other people's lives, judging them and trying to fix them up without seeing our own need to be fixed up? Today, Jesus invites us to a life of humility so that we may be exalted in the end. The prophet Isaiah in today's first reading tells of God's willingness to enter into dialogue with us so that we may once again be washed clean of the vices of pride and hypocrisy. What a beautiful offer. And there could be no better time to grab this offer than this season of grace.